You guys talk to your neighbors very often?
Yeah.
Get in touch with your neighbors?
All the time.
And it's summer all the time, yeah.
Would you guys consider yourself good neighbors?
I try to be.
I'm not State Farm, but I try.
Well, let's... good work. Let's try.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
The top 10 things good neighbors do. Good neighbors look out for each other. They throw parties for the neighborhood. They own a construction business and volunteer in the community. They like to dress up as a clown and do kids' parties. They are respected and admired by friends, other neighbors, and even police officers. Then they are found guilty of kidnapping, murdering, and burying 33 victims under their home. We should all be so fortunate to have a good neighbor like John Wayne Gacy.
God.
Yeah, he was a good neighbor.
I'm sure he was.
Yeah, the people are like, dude, you wouldn't know because he seemed like such a good neighbor.
About to say, I feel like that's a constant thing. It's like, oh no, he was like the nicest guy.
Yeah, he's a better neighbor than person.
Yeah, there you go. So things that every good neighbor does. Delivers a welcome basket. Anybody here ever delivered a welcome basket to their neighbor?
I handed some bottles of wine and moved in behind us.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I always give my neighbors something like I'll drop them off like a little pie or breads around the holidays.
Nice.
They usually give me some candied pecans.
Oh. Oh.
It's very specific.
Okay. Yeah.
Candied pecans.
And no, those short, are delicious.
And shortbread. They're delicious.
I have to have some of those.
Candied pecans.
They're so good. Smith. Oh, yeah.
I know.
Hi, I made these myself. They're candied pecans.
I have lived in 3 separate houses over the last 2 years, and I have not once had a neighbor give me a welcome basket.
Really?
No.
Really?
No. Jackasses.
Do you talk to your neighbors?
You know what? I have.
Okay.
I knew both my neighbors in my last place, and they didn't give me a damn welcome basket. Oh. This place, I said, screw it.
Apparently, you're unappealing.
I guess.
Yeah, I think you should talk to your neighbors more.
Yeah. Jerks. Start a school carpool. If another family on your street has kids that attend the same school as yours, set up a carpool routine that'll help you and add your neighbor out.
My wife does that a ton.
Right.
A ton.
Yeah, there's quite the community with your with you guys.
My wife in particular, yes. I just happen to be around.
Anybody ever help their neighbor carry their groceries in?
One old broad, yeah. That came out
hey,
wrong.
Old broad,
she doesn't live there
groceries?
Anymore. But yeah, she was definitely older. Her kids wouldn't do anything to help her ever. So yeah, we were.
Oh.
Oh, they suck. They absolutely do.
That's rude, dude.
No, he did ask me to come over once to help him lift something heavy.
Okay.
I was like, all right.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
Nah, can't do that.
Things every good neighbor does.
Like, he's like, can I use a couple of you strappy young men? I was like, we just need to move this. Like, yeah, we got you.
We got
you're filming a porn.
Right, like you don't have to butter us up, right?
Things every good neighbor does. Plan a neighborhood event. Bring the whole neighborhood together and throw a block party to celebrate an upcoming holiday.
Fortunately, we do a block party every year here in Seattle, most of the neighborhoods.
Yeah.
So it's already kind of taken care of. They have a day for it. It's already kind of set aside, so nobody has to make the... We just know when it is.
The problem is that if I do that, one neighbor that I already don't like is going to show up. They walk around the doggone neighborhood with their dog walking off leash.
Yeah. They tried to do it on my street, but the city told them they couldn't close down that street.
Oh, no.
So we
are you that guy?
I'm that guy.
Why?
Put your dog on a leash. I've seen that movie too many times. Put your dog on a leash.
All right.
I'm going to stand on that one, Ted. Put your dog on a leash.
That's fine. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like generally, and I walked by a couple of dogs today. They were off leash. They were fine.
Oh, yeah.
They're all great.
They're all fine right up until they're not. Put your damn dog on a leash.
Wow. Miles, he would hate you at the beach.
No.
The beach is different.
Dude, you should move to downtown Seattle. You just blend.
Yeah, right. Put your dog on a leash. Put your dog on a leash.
Put that dog on a leash! And I'm going to get on Reddit.
Again.
And I'm going to write a thread.
I've played first person in this movie before. Put your damn dog on a leash.
Did you get bit?
Yeah. Well, no. My dog got attacked. Put your damn dog on a leash.
Oh, yeah.
I see.
Put your damn dog on a leash.
Your dog does
Oh, no. He never does this. Man, he's such a well-behaved. Put your damn dog on a leash. I do not give a damn.
I would say, Miles, also the block party thing. There is the annual like night out and everything, but also I think it's nice. Just I don't know if you live in a cul-de-sac, like sometimes it's just that house. It's like we're having people over.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Garage doors open.
Clean up the sidewalks. These are things that every good neighbor does. Take your whole family out on a Sunday afternoon with a few trash bags and clean up your block. Your entire neighborhood will notice the difference, and they might even chip in. Mm-hmm. Make sure to bring more than one bag so you can recycle as well.
I've got one.
Hit me.
Off the list. If you realize it's trash night, and either your neighbors have not taken out the trash, or maybe they're out of town, hook them up by taking their trash out and bringing it back in.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what me and my neighbor, we just protect each other on trash.
Yeah, same thing with my neighbor, dude.
Just bring it on down.
That's very important. Like, you might have forgot, you were busy,
right?
Whatever the deal is, but as I take mine out, I look over and go, okay, you have not, I'll take it out for you. And that way, just in case you forgot or whatever, you're good.
Well, where I live, this is different to me. When I growing up in Enumclaw, trash was every week. Where I live now, trash is every other week. So now that gets real pivotal. But recycling, you make sure that,
but recycling every week and then
every other week.
And the trash every. So both are every 2 weeks.
So I have garbage and recycling 1 week. I have compost the other.
Well, that's cheap.
Oh, they alternate. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I get trash every week, trash and compost every week, recycling every 2 weeks.
Yeah. See, but that makes it pivotal for me. Like, I need that trash to be down at the street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Host a game night. Round up a few of the adults for an evening of fun and bonding. Have everyone BYOB and bring their own game. You might learn a few new games as a
result. Strip poker. Yep.
Hell yeah. Hey, I'm living in college area. Oh, no. I'm living in college area. This could get fun.
I'm not. I don't know that I'd invite my neighbors over for that.
Nah.
I mean, I think that also depends on kind of the neighborhood you live in and if you know, like, what's going on with your neighbors.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Just catch up with them. See how they're doing.
Right, like if it's just, I don't know, I'm not going to invite random, you know, Bill.
Yeah.
You know, five houses down.
Friggin' Bill.
Never see Bill.
Never says hi. He's always there for a free drink, though.
Yeah, that's the other thing I would say. Steve in Virginia, don't go to your neighbor's daughter's graduation party.
Oh, no.
And get blacked out drunk.
Damn, dude.
Oh, he was creeping on everybody.
Oh, no.
I still contend he was on drugs.
May have been.
Oh,
Steve.
God.
Steve was out of pocket, Mike.
Steve, plant a community garden. Gather everyone together to plant a mix of trees, veggies, and herbs. Then have everyone pitch in to maintain and nurture your shared garden throughout the year.
What are you doing? Who are you on my land?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, we just decided to take it over, man. Community garden. But you don't own the property. Yeah, man. Bringing us all together in the neighborhood. Sorry about your front lawn, bro. You got good soil.
Jesus.
Okay, yeah, we all randomly have extra places.
Extra land,
to farm. What a concept.
And then this is the last thing.
I mean, it would be funny. Stoner dude just sets up in your yard.
Starts rototilling.
Things every good neighbor does. Shovel their walkway.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that driving in the winter is the worst. While you're out clearing your walkway, pop next door and do the same for your neighbor. They'll come out in the morning for work, happy to not slip on their way out to their car. 100%.
That's the problem with the old lady, man.
She doesn't
well,
shovel
I mean,
your driveway?
Well, she has since moved, but yeah.
Hey, you old broad, I help you with your groceries.
But it's
can you
the
shovel
shared
my driveway?
driveway. So to get to the actual street, like, we got to shovel hers.
Yeah.
It gets long and heavy, man.
You have a long-ass driveway.
You do,
yeah, bro. And it's just, it irritates me.